Jim,
are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you tonight?
Living well. What's up?
A couple of weeks ago, I would hear the very end of your health minute every time I turned the radio on, and it was about warts. And I have a daughter who has a couple that are underneath her fingernails, and she's had these since she was a teenager. And the doctors never wanted to do anything because they didn't want to, you know, mess up her nail bed. I'm just wondering if there's anything that she could take to help with those.
Well, the standard is salicylic acid. It kind of burns off the wart, kills the virus, because that's what a wart is. It's a viral infection. And that can work externally, but there's still internally some things that need to happen. You can use ionic silver. What is her age?
She's 23.
Okay, she's an adult. I gotcha. Yeah, she can handle about 20 drops of ionic silver 2 to 3 times per day, and I would use wormwood tincture. Wormwood works very well. Use it 21 days on and about 7 days off. It works very well. It tastes terrible, but it works well. And I would use those two. And then, of course, on the external part, you put the salicylic acid in it. You put it over it about 3 times a day. It's the standard stuff you get at any drugstore. And it technically will make the skin go dead, and it will burn out or they call it burning out. But it really just kills the virus around that. But you got to handle it internally. If not, that's why the wart keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it. So,
right. How much of the wormwood tincture will she do?
She can handle about 20 drops twice a day on an empty stomach. Will be
okay,
fine.
Now let me ask you this. Let me throw one more kink in this. She is nursing.
Throw me the kink.
Is that a problem?
She's nursing right now?
Yeah, she's nursing a baby. So is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it throws a big kink in it. Can't do the wormwood.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
So now what she needs to do is just deal with the warts till she's done nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's done nursing, that's when you need to do it. Because, I mean, the wart's not life-threatening. It just bothers her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the salicylic acid on the outside of the skin. That's not going to mess up anything. But I would not do anything on the internal side. The one thing she can do is she can do oregano oil. Now, it's good with antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast, and it's not really going to affect her as far as the breast milk goes or anything like that and affect the baby. So you can do a tablespoon of that a day and a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Those will actually both be beneficial for the baby. So I would do that, get started, and let me know how things go. But wait on the wormwood and the silver until after she's done nursing. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to, I think it's Charlotte T. Is that right?
Charlotte.
You just spelt it wrong. Welcome, Charlotte.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my sugar.
Okay.
I've been on prednisone, and I've had to go to the hospital lots of times and to get it lowered. I'm on insulin at home, 40 units.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do to bring my sugar down on my own?
There's a lot you can do to bring your sugar down on your own. Now, Charlotte, have they talked to you, or have you changed anything with your diet and what you eat every single day?
No.
All right. Let me tell you this. Food is your best medicine. It is the one thing that will change you more than anything else. Now, the insulin is keeping you stabilized, but it's not going to get you well. You follow me? So it's managing your health. It's not changing your health. We need to do things that are going to change your health. And what you eat is the main thing, because it is type 2 diabetes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, what you ate got you into this situation. So if you haven't made any changes and you're living the same lifestyle, eating the same things, doing the same things that you've been doing for the past 5-10 years, then you're fueling the fire. You're not making any changes that are going to get you out of where you are. So let's talk about what's going to do that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. It is the diet that we use clinically all the time for people that are dealing with diabetes and a host of other health challenges. So first thing you want to do is you want to change the way you eat. Every meal, you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. The reason I talk about low glycemic and what that even means, there's a scale from about 1 to 100. And foods or carbohydrate sources are ranked at different numbers. And when I say carbohydrates, that's breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all the starches, fruits and vegetables. All those are called carbohydrates. And the starchy carbohydrates and potatoes and rice, they're on the higher end of the range. And then you've got the other fruits and vegetables, they're on the lower end of that range, and they're called low glycemic carbohydrates. And they don't affect blood sugar that much. So for you, that's what you want. You don't want the blood sugar to be affected, so the body, you don't have to be so reliant on insulin. So if you get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables alone, and that's it, then you're going to be in a good spot. Then you also want to have good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. Every meal, you need a protein, you need a carbohydrate, like a fruit or vegetable, and you need a good healthy fat. If you eat like that and keep those three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, that's going to help stabilize your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas, which is a little gland or organ that secretes the insulin in your body, will begin to balance out and begin to stabilize. So are there things you can do? Absolutely, Charlotte. You start eating that way, get a copy of my book, and start following that diet, and you're going to do very well. Now, let me tell you a couple of supplements that will help, too. And you can pick these up at your health food store, or you can go to drasa.com. One of our health coaches can help you. You want to do ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese. Those are three minerals that you can do. So chromium, manganese, and vanadium. And then there's also an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA. All four of those together, you take them with each meal, and it'll help stabilize your blood sugar levels and help you. Now, the short-term victory for you is not going to be just to come off of insulin completely, but it's to see 40 units go down to 30 units. And then, you know, pretty soon, 30 units will turn into 20 units, and then it'll turn into 10 units, and then 5 units. And see, that's the victory. That's what we want to see, to get your body stabilized. And that's when you're going to start to win and see your body function the way it was designed to. So there's a lot you can do. All this really lies in your hands. And just as much as you've done the wrong kind of things over the years to get your body into a place where your blood sugar levels are not where they need to be, you can make these radical changes right now and see your health improve. And see, all that lies in your hands. You can make the changes today to get better health for tomorrow. And that's what we want to see for you here on the show. So let me know how things go. Stay in touch with me. Do those basic things and watch what will happen. You're going to start going to your doctor and they're going to be like, what are you doing? What things have you changed in your life? It's going to empower them and encourage them as well as to see your health and your life change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
How can I help, darling?
Good night. My name is Joan. I'm having a problem with, my doctor says I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat.
Okay. And you want to fix it, right?
Yes.
As we say in the South.
All right. I want to fix it with natural medicine, no over-the-counter drugs.
I understand. Are you taking medications now?
I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, HealthCoachRadio.com.
Thank you.
think Kathy's been dealing with, I guess her son-in-law is dealing with a MRSA infection, Kathy, and you were starting to tell me about it. So why don't you go into the question, and we'll see what we can do to figure things out.
All right. I think it was last year, the first part of the year, he helped about with the MRSA. He had one lance. It was pretty bad. He was on pretty strong antibiotics. Since then, he's had another couple of flare-ups, and here in the last, I believe it was this past Saturday, he came down with another one, which is pretty large. He went to the doctor. He gave him some Sceptre antibiotic tape. He's running a temperature of like 102.5, maybe a little higher with it. And I told my daughter that I was going to call you and talk with you because I listen to you quite frequently. And I had talked with you earlier last year concerning my husband, and some of the advice that you had given me had really helped my husband. And I told her that I was going to call and see if, you know, if you could give us some ideas about how to keep this thing from annoying him right on.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is his age?
He is 39.
Okay, so right around the big turn right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple things that he can do is when you're dealing with MRSA, and of course, I guess he's done several antibiotics, right?
Yes,
and that
sir.
Has
he's
seemed to help. He's gone the route. All right.
Yes, sir.
The first thing you want to do, I mean, obviously he's done that, so the other thing is to make sure that the things he's putting inside of his body every single day are going to matter tremendously. When you're dealing with the immune system, you have to do everything you can with a MRSA infection to make the body's own natural immune system extremely strong. And it's not hard to do. You can make it happen, but he has to be very strategic in the things that he chooses to do now. And the first thing I would make sure that he's doing on a regular basis is cutting out all wheat products that contain any kind of flour. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Why? Because there's that protein in there called gluten. And gluten is highly inflammatory to the body. It used to be thought that gluten is simply for people that deal with celiac. And you know, it's just a celiac disease issue and people can't handle gluten. But what we found is about 95% of people cannot handle it. They just can't. And because they can't handle gluten, then it affects the body in so many different ways, whether it's an infection or it's autoimmune disease or other types of things. So it's important to avoid it altogether, at least for 8 weeks, because it takes 7.5 weeks for a gluten protein to come out of the system and not affect it. So I would start there without a shadow of a doubt. I would get started in that with that aspect. Have him change the way he's eating because that's going to help build the immune system. He can use echinacea and golden seal. It comes in a tincture, and it works well in supporting immune function, building up the immune system. But I'll tell you what really kills off MRSA-related infections now, especially if he's gone the route of doing all the antibiotics. See, that's the key right there. Coming off the antibiotics and, you know, not seeing the complete results that he's looking for, that plays a big role. There's one that works very well. It's kind of old school, but it's new school, and it's Ionic Silver. It works well, and it's something that he can use on a daily basis. It keeps the immune system strong, kills off extra or excess viral infections, bacterial infections, and he would simply want to do about 20 drops 3 times a day, and you can do it with meals. No big deal. But it works well, and high vitamin C levels, too, work very well. And I would say between 5 and 7,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C is going to be great for him to completely have things balanced out within his body. And it's important to do that. It's important to make sure that vitamin C levels are balanced and in on a higher end, because they found that the higher your vitamin C levels are in the body, Linus Pauling did a big study on it. And of course, he won a Nobel Prize for his research in vitamin C. And it's just great because we've learned of how it affects the immune system and how much it strengthens it. And with MRSA, you know, you're dealing with something that's really challenging. It's something that's so resistant to the different antibiotics. It's such a resistant bacterium that it can be a little bit scary. And people, when they hear MRSA, they freak out and they get really concerned. But it's something that we see a lot more now than we used to. And if you just come up with a way to build the immune system up, and do things on a daily basis. See, that's the key. It's making those little daily deposits in his health account is what's going to make the difference. And he's young. He's 39. And that's really young still. His immune system is still strong. And even though he's running these fevers, I would still encourage you to do the same protocol. Cod liver oil is important, and probiotics are very important when you're dealing with a massive bacteria like MRSA. He wants to do 4 probiotics in the morning on an empty stomach, and I would do 4 at lunch right after or before, about 30 minutes before lunch. It's better to do it on an empty stomach, and then evening dinner, same thing on an empty stomach. Works well. Works very well. And I would encourage you to encourage him to get started. But don't lose hope. That's the thing that he cannot lose, is hope. Because in the middle of all this, his body, as much as it can get an infection like MRSA, it can start getting well. And the foods that he's eating every day, first thing you've got to change. Have to change that. Change the way he eats. You will literally change the way he lives. And it's so important because MRSA is scary. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with. But he doesn't have to keep it. It's one of those things that even though it's like just because the antibiotics didn't work, we don't just throw our hands up in the air and just say, oh, well, there's nothing else we can do. There's a lot that can happen. And focus on getting his immune system strong. And at the end of the day, his body will respond, and he'll be able to shake that thing. Even though people say it's very difficult, he will. He's young enough to be able to fight it. His body can fight it. And then I want to hear about it. Give me a call back here on the show or email me.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of 1 lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Todd. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asher. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
I had some general questions about adult attention deficit disorder.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm curious about diagnosis and then treatment options.
Okay, what are you curious about? Just what have you done? Let's start here. Where have you gone? Where are you now? And then we'll come up with some options.
Okay. Well, for a long time, I'm almost 40 years old, and for a long time I've just had a hard time focusing on different tasks. I'm a fairly successful adult, but I still have, my mind wanders during the day. I tend to set up multiple tasks at once instead of focusing on one thing. And then my lack of interest in things, a friend said, well, maybe you're depressed. And I kind of looked and I said, no, I don't think I'm depressed. And then another friend suggested, well, have you ever been diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder? I've done a little bit of research online, and kind of maybe, but I guess my next step would be to go to my health care provider, but I was a little curious what you could tell me about how they diagnose it, and then treatment options after diagnosis.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this. Now, do you find yourself really struggling with it now, or is it something that you deal with just periodically?
No, every day. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's gotten worse.
Right. I got it.
And I was never diagnosed as a hyper child. It kind of came out of the blue, but the more I read about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits.
But tell me what you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see what a day in the life of Todd looks like?
Breakfast usually is either coffee or a NOS or a Monster or something along those lines.
Wow.
Lunch is a side salad and then a burger of some sort. Then dinner is sporadic. My wife tries to keep me healthy, but I don't know if she's all that successful at it.
And sounds like that's the decision you have to make.
Right. I would put myself in good health. I'm not overweight. Fairly physically active.
Right.
So I don't know that if diet's a big part, but that's something
it's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge part. All of it's a huge part. But, I mean, the reality is when it comes to your health and it comes to dealing with ADHD or ADD, adult, child, it's the same thing. The same thing's happening. You're dealing with neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters that are being affected typically when you're dealing with ADHD are a couple things. Now, the first one we usually see is dopamine. Dopamine is, that's the one that also can be affected with bipolar, highs and lows.
Okay.
But ADHD is, obviously you can't focus. I mean, that's the big deal. You want to avoid the two foods I always talk about. They create food allergies, but gluten is the main one. Now, cow's milk, dairy, I talk a lot about it, avoiding it as much as you can. But when it comes to ADHD, I'm talking about foods with flour, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. But the reality is it's not great at all. And it's horrible for you. And that gluten protein, when you remove it, you're going to notice it in a major way. I would say that's the number one thing you could do. Second thing is you want to balance out your dopamine levels. And the way to do that is you want to eat foods like meat, of course the organic grass-fed kind, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. All of those play a major role in your overall health, and especially balancing out dopamine levels. You want to avoid caffeine, so these drinks you're drinking for breakfast, like those NOS drinks and all that, that you're fueling the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you think it's water. And so that's why every time you throw the gasoline on the fire, the flames get higher. You're making it worse by the things you do every day. Here's some supplements that help raise dopamine levels. Blueberry extract is very good.
Okay.
Tyrosine is very good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's P5P. Vitamin B6 is incredible. N-acetylcysteine is great as well. Okay. So those are the ones that keep dopamine levels elevated. And also, I'll tell you, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate, like the 80% kind, it's a little bit bitter. You can have a little bit of that every single day, about 4 squares of that a day, and it will help raise dopamine levels naturally. So there's some things, and really, you'll notice a big difference. I would also get a blood test just for kicks and giggles and see how your testosterone level is.
Okay.
Because low dopamine levels in a male will always equate to low testosterone levels, and you want to make sure that that stays up so you don't have prostate issues. So see how everything's kind of interconnected? I mean, you're asking me one question, and there's about 3 different ways to skin a cat in this, but you have to look at all ways, too, because they all tie in, and they all make a big difference in the overall health equation. So long story short, change your diet, get on some of the supplements that will make a difference, eat on some of the foods that I've listed out for you, and see how your body responds. You're going to need about an 8-week period to really see a difference, so it's not going to happen in 2 days. So don't get into the microwave generation of people that want things tomorrow. And cod liver oil, of course, it's a gimme. So a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening, you're going to notice some major changes. When you do, please tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Either shoot me an email, call me back here on the show. It's great talking with you. 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. And now we're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
My question is, I stay very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a cleaning service that I do on Sundays, and I'm currently in massage therapy school.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. You like it?
I, I, I love it, but I'm like, I'm at the part where the rubber hits the road with the neuromuscular therapy part. And I'm finding that I'm really very irritable. I feel like that every nerve ending I have in my body is like PMSing. Bite my tongue to calm down. I get stressed, and especially when it's time for a test or something. And I've really been trying to eat healthy, but I don't know. I'm trying not to be so irritable going through what I'm going through, but I don't know how not to stress out so much on everything. I eat bananas for breakfast for the most part in the morning. For lunch, I cut up bell peppers of all colors, cucumbers, avocado. I eat one of those. But I also have an eating disorder that I've been battling with for quite a few years, and so I get paranoid eating at night, and I go to school at night.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So well, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you're eating a lot of protein, though. Are you not? Are you vegetarian?
I'm trying to be. We took nutrition in school, and they played some movies that really freaked me out about eating meat.
Don't let it freak you out.
Well, it showed how it was processed. And
I know. I've seen them.
They do, and I'm like, corn-fed cows and the stuff like that is just like really, so I can't find myself wanting to eat meat, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and you're not. So that right there in itself is going to make anybody irritable because you can't produce the right kind of neurotransmitters. I was just talking to a gentleman about dopamine, and dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you can't focus. It's hard to concentrate. You get irritable. You get snappy with people, and you're thinking, why am I so, like Medea says, why are you so angry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those deals where you want to keep your brain chemistry balanced, neurotransmitters, so you can be balanced and you can be the kind of person that you know you are. And
can I ask you this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I've been taking ginkgo biloba, too.
It's not going to do it.
Is it good for your brain?
It's okay. A lot of weak studies out on ginkgo right now, meaning that it's not really everything that's been cracked up to be for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to start, I would increase your meat intake. I really would. Now, you don't have to do so much red meat, but I would increase at least maybe one piece a week and only do the organic, grass-fed, hormone-free at least. Because the iron and the B12 that you have in there, the conjugated linoleic acid, there's so many nutrients that are in there that's so good for us. I mean, that's why it's one of the best things you can eat. Now, fish and eggs, if you'll stick with that for your major protein sources, then you'll get great benefits. You'll stabilize your brain chemistry big time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. So, but you're doing great with the fats, the avocados and the fish oils and the nuts and the almonds and all that kind of thing. That's great. Vegetables, great. Breakfast, bananas, throw that out the window. Two organic eggs in the morning for breakfast, get a bowl of fresh berries, and that needs to be your breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats, great proteins. You know, eggs have probably the best protein source on the planet. So just by doing that, getting the good low glycemic carbohydrates and those berries, that's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body responds. So get started on that and then stay in touch with me. See if your body is still acting and your brain chemistry is acting the way that it is. Blueberries are really good for balancing dopamine. Chocolate, of course, I just talked about with the call before you. And also keeping those protein levels up and your healthy fats up. 888-283-7272.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Providers
Provider Team Member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to MyWellnessProviders.com. That's MyWellnessProviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, Dr. Asa?
I'm living well, Tim. What's up? How can I help?
Well, my wife is in her early 30s, and she and her family have a history of arthritis, and she's a piano player. And we're trying to figure out some things that we can do to help prevent there being a problem. At this point, she doesn't have any problem, but with her using her hands so much and piano playing and things like that, we'd like to do what we can to prevent it. So we've been trying to search out some things. And just curious of anything you may be aware of that could be a help to her.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, she has a family history of what kind of arthritis? Osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis?
You know what? I'm not really sure. Bringing up the rheumatoid arthritis or not sure. Her grandmother played the piano as well, and then in her later years couldn't move her hands, her wrists and her and knuckles, and her father the same way as far as his hands. Specifically, so I don't know what kind.
Were the hands disfigured?
Somewhat, yes. Not terribly, but somewhat. It's swollen anyway, or looks swollen.
That probably is, if it's just swollen and whatnot, that's probably just osteoarthritis. The rheumatoid arthritis creates a real strong disfiguration of the joints, bending of the fingers, large nodules within the different interphalangeal joints. So, I mean, that's something that is, you would know it if that's the case. But, I mean, again, it could be. It's a strong genetic component with that as well. So, a couple things. First, when you're looking at arthritis as a whole, first thing you want to do with joint health, it's an itis. So, think about it. An itis means inflammation. So, what do you want to do? You want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract as much as possible. So, the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's the way to go. So if you want to create a good foundation, eating is going to be your best asset. That's the best silver bullet there is in battling an inflammatory condition. And you can pick up the books at empoweringyourhealth.com. But the real challenge with all of this is to make sure that obviously you're creating an environment that fosters good joint health. Well, with constant repetitive motion like piano playing, there has to be some protective measures. Eating is number one. And then number two is making sure that you're getting the right kind of supplements on a daily basis that you can't get in your food supply, like fish oil, which you'd have to eat a ton of fish to equal the same amount of a tablespoon of cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil. What that does, it cuts down on the inflammatory process within the body, helps support the joints as well. So, again, those are all keys. And I'll tell you a new one that's come out that's got really good research behind it. Is vitamin D. And with arthritis, we found through the research and the studies that with vitamin D, unbelievable, because people are so deficient in vitamin D, it's just crazy. I mean, women have vitamin D levels at 5 and 10 when 30 is at the bare bone, or 35 is at the bare bone bottom end of the range for vitamin D. And really, in actuality, to keep vitamin D levels at a good range is between about 70 and 90 on the blood test. Is really where you want to be. So all the way around, that's where you want to land. And that really is the key when it comes to that. So just a couple things to encourage you along the way that, again, with arthritis, it's frustrating. Now, with a family history, you just want to be careful. Obviously, getting blood tests done. Is she getting blood work done on a regular basis with her doctor?
Not that I'm aware of. I think probably every couple of years.
I would do it every 6 months. And that's not overdoing it at all. The blood changes. Here's why. Your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. That means every 3 to 4 months, your blood is completely died off. Like the whole group of blood cells all throughout your body have completely died off and regenerated in 3 to 4 months. So if blood changes that often, and you don't check it for 2 years, think about all the changes that can occur in someone's body and you don't even know it. Deficiencies that could be forming and you don't even know it. So it's just important to get that done. So if she hasn't had that done, that is the first step, along with changing the way she's eating right now, for a good preventative lifestyle against arthritis. Exercise is a key too. Now, obviously, she's got the repetitive motion in her hands and her wrist from playing piano, but keeping a good daily routine, at least 4 to 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys that's weight-bearing, outside walking or jogging or working out with weights or playing tennis or doing something that's active for her will be really important too. And it's just really good for overall joint health. And there's all the different supplements out that like MSM and glucosamine sulfate, and they're okay. But I really think that through the studies that I've read and researched, that nothing compares for good joint health, like vitamin D, keeping those numbers up in a good range, and also staying away from a lot of the inflammatory foods. That really does play a key role so much within arthritis that I just, it's one of those things that you really have to pay attention to. And coming up with a good game plan for her, even if it's radical, even if it's different, she will notice a big difference way down the line, especially as she continues to play the piano and sees better joint health rather than the deterioration that can happen. Again, it all comes down to the lifestyle choices that she makes every single day. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jack asks in Florida, he says, how long should I exercise for? Great question. Well, I talk a lot about times, and 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I say that just to give you kind of a general time zone, because after 45 minutes, at 46 minutes, there creates a spike in cortisol, which is a stress hormone that stores body fat, burns up muscle tissue, and also decreases your hormone levels, like your good hormones, such as testosterone and growth hormone. So that's kind of that critical mass point. So if you keep your workouts between about 30 and 40 minutes, that's the safe zone to make sure that you won't negatively impact your joint health. Puts another hour in the charts, and you're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.